Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，早上好。
Today, the sermon title is Spiritual Diet and Maturity.
今天讲到的题目是属灵饮食与成长。
Cooking and eating are important Chinese cultures. We know this too well, and I don't need to elaborate.
烹饪和饮食是重要的中华文化，我们大家都太清楚这一点了，不用我详细说明。
Eating and drinking is also an important concept in the Bible.
吃喝也是圣经中的一个重要概念。
It is mentioned 1,207 times in the Bible.
在圣经中一共被提及了1,207次。
From the very first chapter, Genesis 1:29, to the very last chapter, Revelation 22:17.
从圣经的第一章，创世纪第一章29节到最后一章，启示录22章的17节。
Eating and drinking have significant spiritual meaning in the Bible.
吃喝在圣经中有重要的属灵意义。
Jesus said, Man shall not live by bread alone.But by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
耶稣说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Jesus once performed a big miracle in feeding 5,000 hungry men with just 5 loaves and 2 small fish.
有一次，耶稣行了一个大神迹，用五饼二鱼喂饱了5000名饥饿的人。
Seizing on the opportunity, he declared himself.As the bread from heaven, and said, Unless men eat his flesh and drink his blood, they will not have eternal life in them.
耶稣抓住这个机会，宣称自己是从天上的来的粮，并说，除非人吃他的肉，喝他的血，否则他们就不会有永生。
The biblical concept combined with the Chinese culture make eating in Chinese churches an indispensable activity.
这个圣经概念结合我们的中华文化，在华人教会吃饭成为不可或缺的活动。
Once a Chinese pastor joked that many church fellowship have turned into food specialists.
曾经有一位华人牧师开玩笑说，许多教会团契变成了饮食专家。
Have you eaten breakfast this morning?
你今天早晨吃早餐了吗？
Are you hungry?
你饿吗？
Do this food appeal to you?
这些食物吸引你了吗？
Well, Jesus has set up a banquet and invited us to go in and dine with him.
耶稣邀请我们来吃来喝。
Has his day been spread where the saints of God are fed? He invites his chosen people come and dine. With his manna he that feed and supply our every need. Oh, this we eat us up with Jesus all the time.
Come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.He who fed the multitudes, turned the water into wine, to the hungry calleth now, come and dine.
The disciples came to land, thus obeying Christ's command, for the master called unto them, come and dine. There they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire, thus he satisfied the hungry in his time.
Come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine, to the hungry calleth now, come and dine.
Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. With his manna he that feed and supply our every need. Oh, this we eat us up with Jesus all the time.
Come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine, to the hungry calleth now, come and dine.
Well, I hope the song and the food will open up everybody's appetite today.
我希望这首歌和荧幕上的食物打开了大家的胃口。
Food is necessary for growth of life and for sustaining life.
食物是生命成长和维持所必须的。
Since man is created with both a physical body and a spirit, we must be nourished physically and spiritually.
既然人的受造是由肉体和灵性组成的，我们必须在肉体和灵性上得到滋养。
However, we must be careful of what we eat.
然而我们必须小心我们在吃什么。
Adam and Eve brought devastation to the entire human race because they ate the wrong food.
亚当和夏娃因为吃错了食物，给整个人类带来了毁灭性的打击。
There is a saying, you are what you eat.
有句谚语说吃什么是什么。
So we must eat right.Eat healthy and eat adequately.
因此我们必须吃得正确，吃得健康，吃得足够。
Today's biblical text, Hebrews 5:11-6:3, tell us some people in the church remain as spiritual babies long after they have been born into the spiritual realm.
今天的圣经经文，希伯来书5:11-6:3告诉我们，教会中的一些人在属灵出生之后很长时间仍然是属灵的婴儿。
The text tells us this unhealthy phenomenon is related to the spiritual eating and diet.
这段经文告诉我们，这种不健康的现象和属灵的饮食有关。
Today we will dig into the text and troubleshoot the culprit thatcause this health problem.
今天我们将深入探讨这段经文，并找出导致此健康问题的罪魁祸首。
I should mention that part of today's sermon is from a sermon I preached 8.5 years ago back in GCAC in the Cantonese and English service.
应该提一下，今天的部分信息来自于我8年半前在 GCAC 的粤语和英语崇拜中的讲道。
I doubt anyone still remember that message.
我怀疑是否还有人记得这段信息。
And the message of that sermon was, Grow up, baby.
那个题目是成长吧，宝贝。
I feel there is a need today to repeat this message because most of us here are Mandarin speakers.
我觉得今天有必要重复这个信息，因为我们这里的大多数人都是说国语的。
Besides, this sermon is an updated and expanded version.
此外，这个讲道是一个更新和扩展的版本。
Well, today's scripture, part one is from Hebrews 5:11-14.
今天的经文是希伯来书5:11-14.
Let us hear God's word.
让我们来听一下。
We have much to say about Melchizedek, but it is hard to explain because you are slow to learn. In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature.Who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil.
论到麦基洗德，我们有好些话，并且难以解明，因为你们听不进去。看你们学习的功夫，本该做师傅，谁知还得有人将神慎言小学的开端另教导你们，并且成了那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人。凡只能吃奶的，都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩。唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练得通达，就能分辨好歹了。
Colin Smith is a senior pastor of the Evangelical Free Church in Arlington Heights, Chicago.
史密斯牧师是芝加哥圣灵顿港播道会的主任牧师。
And he has this to say about Christian growth.
他讲到过这个成长的先决条件。
He said regeneration is a prerequisite to growth.
他说重生是成长的先决条件。
If you want growth, you have to start with life.
成长始于生命的开始。
Because dead things just don't grow.
因为死物是不会长大的。
Where does the Christian life come from? And why do I sometimes feel more dead than alive?
基督徒的生命从哪里来呢？为什么我们有时会觉得自己没有生命，像死的一样呢？
Regeneration is the root from which your Christian life grows.
重生就是基督徒生命成长的根源。
Regeneration is the life that flourishes in sanctification.
重生就是那催使人成圣的萌芽生命。
It is the engine that drives your progress in holiness.
就是那推动人迈向成圣之路的发动机。
The writer of Hebrew was trying to make a connection of Christ's high priest ministry to Melchizedek.
希伯来书的作者试图将基督的大祭司事工与麦基洗德联系起来。
But he realized his reader could not understand this deeper truth.
但他意识到他的读者无法理解这个更深层次的真理。
So he paused to address the spiritual problem before resuming the subject.
所以他停下来先解决他们灵命中的问题，然后再继续这个话题。
There are three problems. Problem number one, learning disability.
他指出读者有三个问题，第一个问题就是学习障碍。
Second problem, immaturity.
第二个问题，幼稚不成熟。
Problem number three, degeneration.
第三个问题，退化。
This problem can be traced to two causes.
这些问题可以追溯到两个原因。
First cause, eating problem.
进食问题。
Second problem, feeding problem.
第二个问题是喂养问题。
We will explore this first cause today in a two-part mini series.
今天我们将在一个两部分的迷你系列中探索第一个原因。
Hebrews 5:11 tells us there were people in the congregation with learning disability.
希伯来书五章十一节告诉我们，会众中有学习障碍的人。
Different translations of the Bible offer us different insights. NIV say you are slow to learn.
不同的经文翻译给我们提供了不同的借鉴。比如说 NIV 的版本是说学习迟钝。
King James Version and ESV say you become dull of hearing.
在 KIV 和 ESV 版本中翻译成你有听觉迟钝。
And another version say, you have been lazy and you haven't been listening. That is, you don't want to listen.
CEB 的版本是说你懒惰，你不愿意去听，而且你也听不进去。
And still, these are the Chinese translations.
中文翻译就是听不进去，听不入耳，听觉迟钝，理解力迟钝等等。
This is actually a heart problem, not a hearing problem.
其实这是一个心灵的问题，而不是听力的问题。
Becoming dull means loss of interest and appetite, leading to numbness to what was heard.
变得迟钝是指失去兴趣和食欲，导致对所听到的内容麻木。
Dullness is a serious spiritual health warning sign.
迟钝是一个属灵健康的严重警告信号。
What causes dullness and how does it progress?
是什么导致属灵迟钝以及它是如何发展的呢？
Well, the author gave us some clues in the previous two chapters when he warned his reader not to harden their hearts.
作者在前两章经文中给出了一些线索，当时他警告读者不要硬着心。
He said twice in chapter 3 and chapter 4, Today, if you hear his voice, do do not harden your heart.
在希伯来书第三章和第四章中提到，今天如果你听到他的声音，不要硬着心。
Hardening is the cause.
硬着心是原因。
Which leads to dullness and disinterest.
导致了迟钝和失去兴趣。
And which in turn caused people to turn away.
而最终带领人们转离神。
Well, the second problem is immaturity, and there are four indications of immaturity.
第二个问题是幼稚不成熟，不成熟的四种表现。
First indication, spiritual maturity does not match their time in Christ.
第一点，属灵成熟和他们在基督里的时间不符。
Second indication,Unable to teach others.
第二点，不能教导别人。
Every Christian ought to be a teacher.
每个基督徒都应该是可以教导他人的老师。
Because in the Great Commission, Jesus said, "Go and make disciples of all nations and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you."
因为耶稣在大使命中说，你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
By this, and Hebrews chapter 5, the author says, by this time, you ought to be teachers. You need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Solid food is for the mature.Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant.
看你们学习的功夫，本该做师傅，谁知道还得有人将神圣言小学的开端另教导你们，并且成了那必须喝奶不能吃干粮的人。
We really only master something after we can effectively teach others. Teaching is the final step of learning.
我们真的只有在能够有效地教导别人之后，才能掌握一些东西。教导是学习的最后一步。
Third indication, unable to go deeper and higher, so they just repeat learning the basic truth of God over and over again.
第三点，无法达到更深更高的层次，只能一遍遍地重复学习神的基本原理。
Fourth indication, even with the repeated learning, they were still unfamiliar with biblical truth and lacked the ability in spiritual discernment.
第四个表现是，尽管不停地重复学习，他们仍然不熟悉圣经真理，并且缺乏属灵分辨力。
Problem number three is even worse, degeneration.
第三个问题更加的糟糕，就是退化。
The King James Version say, "You become such as having need of milk and not of strong meat."
KJV 版本说，你变得需要喝奶，而不是需要韧肉，就是有嚼劲儿的红肉。
You have become like babies who have need of milk and not of solid food.
你变得像婴儿一样需要奶，而不是固体食物。
They were not like that before, but they have degenerated and become like babies now, and can only take milk.
他们以前不是这样，现在却退化成婴儿，只能吃奶了。
Milk is the elementary teaching and principle of God's word. Milk is essential for infants, but far from adequate.For grown-ups.
奶水是神话语的基本教义和原则。奶水对婴儿来说是必不可少的，但对成年人来说还远远不够。
Solid food is the media truth, such as understanding the connection between Jesus and Melchizedek, such as the doctrines in Pauline epistles.
固体食物是更丰富的真理，例如了解耶稣和麦基洗德之间的关联。
Well, here, different kinds of food, fruits and vegetables, tender soft meat, and strong and tough meat.
你喜欢哪一种食物呢？是水果蔬菜呢，还是嫩肉，还是韧肉？
Spiritually speaking, which kind of food you should take?
从属灵的角度上讲，你应该选择哪种食物呢？
And the answer is strong and tough meat.
答案就是韧肉。
Even though many of you would prefer to eat healthy, to eat fruit and vegetable, and other people would love seafood.
尽管你为了健康，你可能只吃蔬菜水果，或者只吃嫩肉，有些人也只吃海鲜。
And we shall look into the reason why strong meat is good for you.
我们要来看看为什么韧肉对你更好。
The Hebrew 5:12-14 say solid food or strong meat.
在希伯来书5:12-14中使用固体食物这个词。
Most English translations, such as NIV, use the word solid food in verse 12-14. But several other translations, such as King James, Wycliffe, Tyndale, and etc., and quite a few Bible commentaries, use the word strong meat instead.
大多数英文翻译，例如 NIV 在希伯来书5:12-14中使用的是固体食物这个词，但是在其他几个翻译版本中，和相当多的圣经评论家都使用了韧肉这个词。
Use of the word rice in some Chinese translation is totally out of line with the author's intention.
在一些中文翻译中使用饭这个词，完全不符合作者的本意。
The word strong meat or tough meat carries a deeper meaning than solid food, as we shall see.
正如我们将看到的，韧肉这个词比固体食物具有更深的含义。
Tough meat are tough doctrinal subjects in the Bible.
韧肉是圣经中艰难的教义主题。
Such as how Christ compared to Melchizedek.In Hebrews 5:8, and such as the doctrine of election we talked about a couple months ago.
例如在希伯来书5:5-8讲基督如何比作麦基洗德，以及我们之前所讲的拣选的教义。
The Apostle Peter referred to the letter of Apostle Paul as difficult subjects.
使徒彼得将使徒保罗的书信称为困难的主题。
In 2 Peter chapter 3, he said, the apostle Paul, our dear brother Paul, who wrote you with the wisdom that God gave him, his letter contained something that are hard to understand, which ignorant and unstable people distort.
在彼得后书3章彼得说道，我们所亲爱的兄弟保罗照着所赐给他的智慧写了信给你们，信中有些难明白的那无学问不坚固的人强解。
What are the differences between milk and strong meat?
灵奶与韧肉之间的比较。
Well, milk is given to the child by the mother.Which is the church.
灵奶是母亲，也就是教会给孩子的食物。
But meat has to be hunted, and the meal has to be prepared by oneself.
韧肉是要自猎和自主的。
Meal is predigested food, no chewing or thinking and exploration is needed.
奶是预先消化了的食物，不需要咀嚼、反思和探索。
Strong meat require a lot of chewing and digestion by the individual.
韧肉需要很多咀嚼功夫才能消化。
Milk builds up the bone for the framework of the spiritual life.
奶是用于建立骨骼，也就是建立属灵生命的框架。
But meatBuild up the muscles for the activities of the spiritual life.
韧肉是为增强肌肉，是用于属灵生命的活动。
Milk is the truth of what Jesus did, his redemption and justification.
灵乃是基督完成了的救赎和称义真理。
But meat is the truth of what the Spirit is doing in sanctification.
人肉是圣灵现今使人逐步成圣的真理。
No life has to be to die to produce milk.
奶水的产生不需要任何东西死亡。
But a life has to die to produce meat, and that life is the flesh.
某些东西属肉体的生命必须死亡才可有肉吃。
Ray Stedman was a long-time pastor of Peninsula Bible Church in Palo Alto, California.
Ray Stedman 是加利福尼亚州帕洛阿尔托市半岛圣经教会的长期牧师。
And he has this to say about milk and maturity.
他曾经讲到过灵奶与成熟。
Is it rather startling that often the sole topics of many ministers dwell on the simple gospel? They preach them over and over again.
许多传道人的唯一话题常常停留在简单的福音上，这不是很令人吃惊吗？他们一次又一次地重复讲同样的信息。
Because this simple gospel is preached unendingly in our churches. We have Christians who are weak, childish, and immature.
因为这个简单的福音在教会中不断地重讲，所以我们有软弱、幼稚和不成熟的基督徒。
I have long been convinced that the greatest cause of the weak state of evangelical Christendom today is preachers.Who never realized that in preparing what they call the simple gospel, they are feeding their people upon milk. They never get beyond the foundation.
我一直坚信，当今福音派基督教见软弱无力的最大原因是传道人没有意识到，在他们传讲所谓简单的福音时，他们正在用灵奶喂养他们的羊群，于是他们便滞留在基础水平上。
And another pastor, Bob Deffenbaugh, he's the founding pastor of Community Bible Chapel in Richardson, Texas.
另一位牧师叫 Bob Deffenbaugh。是德克萨斯州理查森市社区圣经教会的创会牧师。
He has this reflection on milk and meat.
他也对奶和肉进行了反思。
He said, one very successful mega church conducted a study which produced some very unexpected results.
一个非常成功的大型教会进行了一项研究，产生了一些非常出乎意料的结果。
They learned that while they did a good job in attracting seekers and of even evangelizing many, they have done far little to instruct and challenge those who were more mature believers.
他们了解到，虽然他们在吸引寻道者和传福音方面做得很好，但在指导和挑战那些较成熟的信徒方面做得太少了。
They were a Dairy Queen church, but not a steak and ale church.
他们是乳品皇后般的教会，但不是牛排和啤酒般的教会。
The fact is, we must be both.
事实上，我们必须两者兼而有之。
We must nurture new believers by feeding them with milk, and we must challenge those older in faith with meat.
我们必须透过喂灵奶来培养新信徒，同时我们要用肉食挑战在信仰上年长的一辈。
So, MGC must be both a dairy house as well as a steak house.
所以我们教会必须既是奶品屋，又得是牛排馆。
There is a significance of weaning a child in the Bible.
孩子断奶在圣经中的重要性。
According to Jewish custom, The time when a child is weaned is a great cause for celebration.
根据犹太人的习俗，孩子断奶是值得庆祝的大事。
A weaned child can now eat solid food rather than breastfed by the mother.
断奶的孩子现在可以吃固体食物，而不是再用母乳喂养。
The Bible mentioned the weaning of three great men in their childhood.
圣经中提到三个伟人的童年断奶。
Isaac in Genesis chapter 21.
以撒在创世纪二十一章。
Moses in Exodus chapter 2.
摩西在出埃及记第二章。
And Samuel in 1 Samuel chapter 1.
撒摩尔在撒摩尔记上第一章。
I won't elaborate, but there is a Chinese article that talks about that.
我在这儿不再赘述，有一篇文章讲到圣经上三个伟人断奶的事。
If you're interested, just click on the link.
如果你感兴趣，可以点击这个链接。
The Bible recorded that Abraham was so joyful on the day his son Isaac was weaned that he set up a great feast.
圣经记载亚伯拉罕在以撒断奶的那天非常高兴，他设摆了一个丰盛的宴席。
But on the same day, Ishmael, his other son from Hagar, mocked at Isaac and caused Sarah to be so furious that she demanded that Ishmael and his mother Hagar be cast out from the family.
但就在同一天，亚伯拉罕与夏甲的另一个儿子以实玛利嘲笑以撒，使撒拉大怒，要求将以实玛利和他的母亲夏甲逐出家门。
This event grieved Abraham very much. He could object to Sarah's demand, but God told him, just do what Sarah said, and Abraham obeyed God.
这件事让亚伯拉罕非常的伤心，他可以反对撒拉的要求，但上帝告诉他，只要照撒拉说的去做，亚伯拉罕就顺服了上帝。
There is an important implication in this story.
这个故事有一个重要的含义。
Isaac represents a promised child, a spiritual life, a regenerated life begotten according to God's will.
以撒代表一个应许的孩子，一个属灵的生命，一个从上帝旨意产生的重生生命。
Whereas Ishmael represents a child begotten according to man's will, a carnal life from flesh and blood.
以实玛利则代表从人的意志生出的孩子，一个来自血肉之躯的肉体生命。
Galatians chapter 5 tells us that the spirit.Which is Isaac, is at war against the flesh, Ishmael, constantly.
加拉太书五章十六到十七节告诉我们，圣灵也就是以撒，不断的与情欲，也就是以实玛利征战。
Even today, we see the descendants of Isaac, that is the Israelites, are at war with the descendants of Ishmael, the Arabs.
即使在今天，我们也看到以撒的后裔，也就是以色列人，与以实玛利的后裔，也就是阿拉伯人交战。
Furthermore, Galatians chapter 4 tells us there is a spiritual meaning in casting out Ishmael.
此外，加拉太书四章二十到三十一节告诉我们，驱逐以实玛利有属灵的意义。
When Isaac was weaned, that is when he is mature and strong enough.Ishmael, the carnal life, has to be cast out.
当以撒断奶，就是足够成熟和强壮的时候，以实玛利这个属血气和肉体的生命必须被抛弃。
The implication is, as long as a Christian stay on milk, he's not strong enough to cast out his carnal old nature.
言下之意是。只要基督徒还处在吃奶的阶段，他就没有足够的力量摆脱肉体的本性。
What is a weaned child like?
断奶的孩子是什么样的？
King David described himself as a weaned child with his mother in Psalm 131.
大卫王在诗篇131篇2节中将自己描述为与母亲断奶的孩子。
He said, I have stilled and quieted my soul, like a weaned child with his mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me.
我的心平静安稳，好像断过奶的孩子在母亲的怀中，我的心在我里面真像断过奶的孩子。
A weaned child is no longer interested in gratifying himself, but is able to quietly rest at his mother's bosom. He can appreciate his mother not for what she can give him, but for who she is.
断奶后的孩子不再热衷于满足自己，而是能够安静地躺在母亲的怀里。他能感激母亲，不是因为他能给他什么，而是因为知道他是母亲。
A weaned child learned to use fork, spoon, and utensil to feed himself. He discovers and starts appreciating other food.
断奶的孩子学习使用叉子、勺子和餐具来喂养自己。他发现并开始享受其他食物。
A weaned child is weaned from self-will, self-seeking, from things that he depends on for his satisfaction.
断奶的孩子会摆脱自我意志和自我追求，脱离那些为满足自己所依赖的事物。
A weaned child learns to walk and start doing things himself.
断奶的孩子开始学习自己走路，并开始自己做事。
A Christian weaned from spiritual meal is acquainted with the teaching about righteousness and trained to distinguish good from evil. And that's what Hebrews 5 and Ephesians chapter 4 tells us.
在希伯来书第五章和以弗所书第四章说到，一个从灵奶中断奶的基督徒熟悉关于公义的教导，并受过训练来分别善恶。
Now we come to the second part of our scripture, which is in Hebrews chapter 6, 1 to 3.
现在我们来读希伯来书六章一到三节。
I give it to the title, Lay the Foundation and Move Towards Maturity.
这段经文是说到立好根基，迈向成熟。
Let us listen to God's word.
Therefore, let us leave the elementary teachings about Christ and go on to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from acts that lead to death, and of faith in God, instruction about baptisms, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. And God permitting, we will do so.
所以我们应当离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步，不必再立根基，就如那懊悔死刑、信靠神、各样洗礼、按手之礼、死人复活以及永远审判各等教训。神若许我们，我们必如此行。
The elementary teaching mentioned in the first two words is the milk.Referred to in the previous chapter, it is the foundation stone of the Christian faith.
希伯来书六章一节中的基本教义是前一章中提到的灵奶，是基督教信仰的基石。
While the foundation is essential for building the Christian life, it makes no sense to lay the foundation over and over again.It just need to be laid once and laid correctly.
虽然根基对于建立基督徒的生活是必不可少的，但一遍又一遍的重复奠定根基是没有意义的。根基只需要正确的铺设一次。
The trouble with some Christians is they have never finished laying the foundation, so they are unable to build their Christian life on it and unable to go on to maturity.
有些基督徒的问题是，他们的根基一直没有完成，所以无法在其上建立自己的基督徒生活，无法继续成熟。
Having reproved his reader of their immaturity, the author of Hebrews challenged them to move on to maturity if they have already laid the foundation.
在责备他的读者不成熟之后，希伯来书的作者挑战他们。如果他们已经奠定了坚实的属灵根基，就应该继续走向成熟。
We will now watch a 6-minute preaching on Hebrews 6, 1 to 3.
现在我们来观看一段关于希伯来书六章一到三节的讲道视频。
This video comes in both English and Chinese version. I didn't think that we have time to play both, but it looked like today's sermon is ending early, so we will have time to play both the Chinese and the English, which is only a little bit less than 6 minutes long.
本视频有中英文两个版本，本来以为时间不够，但是看来我们有足够的时间啊，把英文和中文的版本都看一遍。
For those of you who are bilingual, you got to listen it to, twice, and it will reinforce the message, and you will get the message better.
如果你中英文都懂，你就得到两遍的信息。
Twice is not much at all. I have listened to this over a dozen times.
我听了好多遍。
The video will also mark the end of today's sermon.
该视频也标志今天讲道的结束。
Let us watch the Chinese first.
我们继续来讲建立根基系列。今天信息的题目是悔改带来真信仰。我要强调的是，只有借着悔改才能有真正的信仰，至于其他的方法都是骗人的。只有借着悔改才能生出真正的信仰。今天要讨论教义根基。我们看过个人的根基就是耶稣基督，但是新约圣经也提到有一个教义根基，很多基督徒都忽略了这个启示。但是希伯来书六章一到三节说得很清楚，请看希伯来书六章一到三节，这里说我们应当离开基督道理的开端，要竭力进到完全的地步，不必再立根基，就如那懊悔死刑、信靠上帝、各样洗礼、按手礼、死人复活、永远审判各等教训。上帝若许我们，我们必如此行。有两个观念你要结合起来，第一，立根基是必要的，没有根基就不能在上面建造。第二，立好根基以后，就不要再一直立根基，而要继续建造。要结合这两个观念，希伯来书六章一节就谈到这个根基，这是基督徒信仰的教义根基，也就是刚刚这六个教义。第一，从死刑中悔改过来；第二，信靠上帝；第三，洗礼的教义；第四，按手；第五，死人复活；第六，永恒的审判。这个顺序就是从基督徒的信仰起点直到最后的永恒归宿。我们要知道，基督徒的信心不会随时间终止，不会终止在今生今世，而是超越今生今世，长存直到永恒。今天很多基督徒都没有永恒的眼光，思想行为啊，就好像只有今生才重要。保罗曾经说，我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。如果你的眼光不能超越今生今世看见永恒，你的境况是可怜的，你将会遭受很多失望。 因为盼望的实现不在今生，而在永恒。这六个教义在我们从起点，也就是悔改，一直到复活和审判。首先，我要指出一个重点，这是很特别的。希伯来书六章三节说，上帝若许我们，我们必如此行，我们会走向完全的境界。如果神许可的话，你可能会问，上帝怎么会不许可呢？他当然希望我们往前走。我用一个简单的建筑例子来回答。在今天很多现代城市中，想建大楼，得先有蓝图，先要从政府取得营建许可，蓝图要通过审查，接着在建造过程的各个阶段，政府都会派人来检查。首先，他们会检查地基，因为地基要是不稳，建筑物就不安全。如果你的根基不稳，他们就不会发营建许可。上帝对我们也是这样，他说，我需要检查你的根基，如果不照我的规定立根基，我就不发营建许可，你会一直停留在基督徒信仰的起点，生命无法成熟，永远无法晋升，达到完全的地步，因为你没有立起对的根基。所以我们一定要立好根基，而这六大教义就是基督教信仰的根基。
And the title of this message is Through Repentance to Faith. And I want to say right at the beginning, there is no other way to faith except through repentance. Any other way that claims to get you there is a deception. True faith is impossible without repentance. Now I want to go on today by discussing the doctrinal foundation. We've looked at the personal foundation, which is Jesus Christ. But the New Testament also reveals that there is a doctrinal foundation. This is a revelation which has escaped the notice of millions of Christians, but it is very clearly stated in Hebrews chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. We'll turn there now. Hebrews 6, 1 through 3, which says, Therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles or the basic truths of Christ, let us go on to perfection, completion, or maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptism, of laying on of hands, of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permits. Now there are two thoughts there which you have to combine. First of all, it's essential to lay the foundation. If you've never laid the foundation, you can never do the building. But once you have really laid the foundation, then don't keep relaying the foundation, but go on to a complete building. Those are the two combined thoughts. But you'll see in Hebrews 6 verse 1, it says the foundation. This is the doctrinal foundation of the Christian faith. And it lists six doctrines, which I will go through again. Number one, repentance from dead works. Number two, faith toward God. Number three, the doctrine of baptisms, plural. Number four, the laying on of hands. Number five, resurrection of the dead. And number six, eternal judgment. And if you follow that through, you'll see it takes us from the very starting point of the Christian faith to its ultimate fulfillment in eternity. And it's very important to see that the Christian faith does not terminate in time. It does not terminate in this life or this world. It takes us beyond this world, beyond time, into eternity. And I fear that many, many Christians today hardly have any vision of eternity. They act and think as if everything that matters is going to happen in time. And actually, Paul said, if we only in this life have faith in Christ, we are of all men the most miserable, the most to be pitied. If you do not have a vision that takes you beyond time and into eternity, your condition is pitiable. And you will suffer very many disappointments, because time is not the fulfillment. The fulfillment comes in eternity. And so these six doctrines take us from the starting point, which is repentance, right through to resurrection and judgment. Now I want to begin to speak about the first foundation doctrine, that is, repentance from dead works. But I want to point out to you something, first of all, a very remarkable thing. In verse 3 of Hebrews 6, the writer says, this we will do if God permits. We will go on to completion and fulfillment if God permits. Now you might ask, well, why would God not permit? Surely he wants us all to go on. I'll answer you from a little simple example from building. In any major city of the civilized world today, in order to build a building, you have to have a plan, you have to get a permit from the authorities, and they have to approve your plan, and then they will come and inspect your building stage by stage as you go through with it. And the first thing they'll really inspect is the foundation, because they know that if the foundation is not secure, the building will not be secure. And if your foundation isn't solid, they will not issue a permit to continue the building. And God deals with you and me exactly the same way. He says, I need to inspect your foundation. And if it isn't laid according to my requirements, I'm not going to give you a permit to go on. You can just go on forever in this elementary stage of the Christian faith, never maturing, never coming to completion, never coming to fulfillment, because you haven't laid the right foundation. So you see how absolutely essential it is that we master these six doctrines, which are the foundation of the Christian.
This is the end of today's sermon.
讲到此结束。